At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Sadanan Dume, writing for the Wall Street Journal. He's at the American Enterprise Institute. His column in the journal takes me to a wonderful scene in modern television for India especially. This is an Amazon presentation, a show called Tandav. In it, Romeo and Juliet. It's a story called A Suitable Boy. A Hindu girl kisses a Muslim boy. This is objectionable to the ruling party, BJP of India. Objectionable in the way that other social media platforms or presentations on electronic media are objectionable to BJP. Twitter, WhatsApp, and Romeo and Juliet in the 20th century. A very good evening to you, Sadanan. BJP are acting like a bunch of old fogies. That was a word we would have used in the 20th century. This presentation of theirs, worried about social media, Twitter, WhatsApp, Facebook, all of that, is this suggests to me that it's not just about politics or partisanship. It's also about something you'd call cultural defensiveness. How is it regarded in India, worrying about a girl kissing a boy?
John, you've actually put your finger right on the heart of the issue. What you have over here goes beyond mere politics or geopolitics or even economic nationalism. It's a kind of cultural defensiveness that goes to this idea at the heart of Hindu nationalism, which is the ideology of the ruling BJP, which really sees the Hindus of India, which are 80% of the population, which sees the Hindus of India as under siege and in a defensive crouch. And therefore, something like a television show in which a Hindu girl is shown kissing a Muslim boy becomes a sort of thing that, you know, it didn't excite the party officially, in fairness, but it excited some an office bearer of the party to file a lawsuit. Just one clarification: the two shows are different shows. Like one show, the Tandav show, they were upset because they felt that a Hindu deity had been portrayed in a way that they regarded as offensive. And A Suitable Boy is another show where you had this scene of a Hindu girl kissing a Muslim boy, which also upset them. So they have a lot of things to get upset about.
They get upset a lot. This is Netflix and Amazon in competition.
Absolutely.
Being upset at the BJP upset office. Now, let's extend this into politics, however. There are many harsh words said about Twitter. What has Twitter done?
Well, Twitter what they did was they labeled a tweet by a BJP spokesperson as manipulated media. Now, I'm not in a position to litigate the matter or to decipher the truth of whether it really was manipulated or not, but Twitter determined that this BJP spokesperson had shared a document about the opposition Congress party, which was that was a doctored document that they had changed some wording to make the other party look bad. And the BJP went ballistic because they said that Twitter had no right to determine what is manipulated and what is not manipulated. And so that has sort of been the latest flashpoint. But, you know, they've had problems with Twitter for a while. And at the heart of it, in my view, is the fact that they think that social media has too much power, and they feel that they don't wield the kind of power over social media that they do over, say, domestic media, and so they want to crack down on Twitter and make an example of it.
Is this the same as what happened to the Chinese apps? TikTok, I think, was most famous. Are they thinking of banning them the way they did the Chinese apps?
So that's a really very good parallel. So what they did with TikTok and WeChat and scores of other Chinese apps last year was that they just banned them overnight. because India and China, as we had spoken about on your program, India and China had these border clashes, and in retaliation, India just pulled the plug on these Chinese apps overnight. They have not done that with Twitter or Facebook or WhatsApp. And one of the reasons, obviously, is that they are much more careful about alienating the U.S., especially at this sensitive time when they are in the middle of a confrontation with China. So they haven't moved quite as bluntly as they had with the Chinese apps. But at the same time, it's very clear that they do not want Twitter to enjoy the kind of freedom that it has enjoyed until now.
WhatsApp, I use it now and again, and a big piece of the marketing for WhatsApp is that it's encrypted end-to-end. The BJP is attempting to challenge that in court. Good luck.
Well, it's actually WhatsApp that's trying to challenge the government's order to break the encryption. So what the government is saying to them is that, look, we want to be able to identify who originated any piece of information or message on WhatsApp. And WhatsApp is saying, wait a minute, we can't do that because our technology is designed in a way to allow encryption. So WhatsApp has gone to court to say, look, you can't force us to do this because forcing us to do this is basically going to compromise the basic integrity of our platform.
Sadanand, it begins to sound like the BJP would be very happy in 1955, very happy, and that was their perfect world. Is that about the age of the BJP seniors? Were they all born around 1955?
Well, in fact, Modi was born in the 1950s. A lot of them were born in the 1950s and 60s. But, you know, I think that what you see going on in, not just in India, but I think in many developing countries in Asia, is the retreat from power of an old sort of cosmopolitan, westernized elite. You know, the kind of people who had come to the United States to study or who sent their daughters to the U.S. to study and had a kind of comfort with the ideas and social mores of the West. It doesn't mean that they had abandoned their own culture, far from it, but they had a much more sort of easy, relaxed relationship with the West and with modernization. And we've seen this process in other countries. You know, we've talked about on your show, we've talked about Islamization, and in some ways there's some parallel over there. What's happening in India is not Islamization, but what you're seeing is a similar kind of cultural counter-revolution, as it were.
The BJP, it must have a young part, you know, a young party as well. Is there a conversation within the BJP that this is futile, that Romeo and Juliet are successful, and that forcing WhatsApp to break its major marketing tool is foolishness, is antithetical to prosperity? Are the young people of BJP saying that aloud?
Well, they actually have picked their battles kind of carefully, keeping in mind that a lot of their members are young. So, for example, they aren't going against all dating. You notice that they are going against the idea of a Muslim boy kissing a Hindu girl.
Right.
So that feeds dramatically into, you know, the idea of ethnic tensions, religious cleavages, and so on. If they did something stupid like saying, well, we want to ban Tinder, then their own people would also turn around and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, how am I going to get my next date? But that's not what they're doing. So they're doing it a little bit, you know, they're doing it in a way that doesn't necessarily alienate the youth of the country because they're using religion as a wedge issue.
Your measure of where they're headed, is this a talking story for the polling, or are they looking to make some final declaration? Let's concentrate on Twitter. Twitter offends us, so therefore we're going to put it under surveillance, or we're going to insist that we make decisions for Twitter. How are they going to resolve this?
So ideally, from their point of view, they would like to tame Twitter, which means that they would like to make sure that Twitter does not label any misinformation spread by BJP office bearers or BJP supporters, that Twitter would be too scared to do that. And they also want Twitter to quickly remove any tweets that the government or the ruling party deems as too critical. So, for example, when India was going through a very rough time with COVID, they asked Twitter to delete several tweets, which were critical of Modi's handling of COVID. So they want to be able to – they don't necessarily want to kick out Twitter, but they certainly want to tame Twitter and make it toe the line. That seems to be their goal.
Hear that, Silicon Valley. They want Twitter BJP scenario. That's what they want. They'll be satisfied. Sadanand Dume bringing us Romeo and Juliet at a Netflix presentation of A Suitable Boy. Get it right, John. Netflix. I look forward to viewing this famous incident for BJP. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.